Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 6, verses 36 through 42. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke chapter 6. Jesus said, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." He also told them a parable. "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will clearly see to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In most social interactions, Captain Obvious is an unwelcome guest. You know the person that I'm talking about, the one who dispenses unsolicited bits of superficial wisdom and shallow insights long after such advice would have been helpful, and then only if rendered in advance. Nobody likes to receive counsel after the fact from self-appointed subject matter experts about events already passed and decisions already been made. Psychologists label this very human tendency hindsight bias, being able to explain the situation better after the things happen. Hindsight bias is something that should be exercised with caution, lest you come across as an arrogant, blowhard know-it-all. Well, here, let me explain that to you. If only you would have made me aware in advance, I could have told you that that was about to happen. Whatever that was, fill in the blank. Hindsight bias actually does help to explain how things happen as we peer backward through the past tense, which comes in handy if you're constructing scenarios for corporate strategic planning exercises, but that's a lecture for budding MBAs and not a proper subject matter for a Lutheran sermon. Captain Obvious makes an appearance in the little story shared by Jesus, who in a very human moment was not above using hyperbolic humor to make his point. "Hey, I see that you've got a speck in your eye. You ought to get that out of there." He occupies himself with the problems of the other guy, oblivious to his greater flaws and shortcomings, which are embarrassingly distressing and universally apparent. A speck? Really? Dude, you're going to help that guy with a speck when you got a tree trunk growing out of your orbital socket? Really? Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. What Jesus preaches here is a study in contrast, a reckoning that begins in the gap between God's mercy and our merciless judgment and condemnation of others, absent of the authority to do so, absent of even a crumb of compassion or humility or self-awareness of the enormity of our own sin, all of which drifts us into callous hard-heartedness and even a vengeance toward others. Now, take a pause, says Jesus, and consider your own grave situation, for this shall not be so among you. Repent! Hold to the gift of righteousness freely given. Your faith that saves you, becomes evident in your practice of mercy, spilling over into forgiveness and generosity toward all, so vastly different from the way of the world. Forgiveness and generosity, not just toward the people you like or love or the people that like and love you back, but toward all, even those who have sinned against you. Unbounded mercy that comes from the one who causes the sun to shine, the nourishing rains to fall upon all of his creatures, regardless of whether these same creatures thank and praise him as the source of these blessings. Mercy that follows in Christ, and therefore it is time to cease your overweening inspections and judgments upon the sins of others and to practice Christ's mercy without limitation. The author of a recent op-ed piece published nationally offered this analysis of our contemporary situation. We've made outrage a form of social currency, and now we're in the hyperinflationary phase. He was expressing the real fear that the spread and velocity of our grievances toward the other, aided not so helpfully by social and other media, have accelerated to the point where constructive dialogue can no longer be used towards solutions to our most vexing problems. The hyperinflation of outrage in these times, our constant complaining and condemning directed at the sins and supposed shortcomings of our neighbor, these are gross sins that crowd out humility and kindness, compassion and mercy toward fellow sinners. It blinds us with enough planks in our eyes, in the words of Luther, to build several hog troughs. And then the reformer went on to say, we should learn how to apply this parable when we see, hear, or suffer something unpleasant, so that we may be patient and say, what is that compared to my great sin? For if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could endure? In sending his only Son into this dissembled, broken creation, charged with the task of restoring all things back into an order of perfection where previously sin had brought about ruination, God dealt once and for all with the deadly barrier that kept us from seeing things as they truly are. He set an unsurpassed standard of mercy and forgiveness that you and I strive to emulate in every way, knowing full well that we'll never attain it, but that we live on only by his grace, even as the battle now rages on. Thanks and praise be to God that such mercy was perfectly spotlessly, specklessly enfleshed in Jesus, who forever removed from your very soul the terror that you deserved upon those horrible wooden beams of the cross and under the torturing burden of your guilt. In order that you would be freed to show his unconditional mercy to everyone. For God shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Melinda Taves, who serves the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.